USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former Vice President Mike Pence was to announce his presidential run tonight in Iowa, but Pence released a new video to the media hours ago that let the cat out of the bag.
On his 64th birthday, Mike Pence released a nearly three-minute video announcing his candidacy and his vision for America.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet, and together we can bring this country back.
The announcement by Pence comes a morning after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his campaign. Polls show Pence and all the GOP candidates still trail former President Trump in his third run for the presidency. I'm Rory O'Neill.
17 U.S. states are issuing air quality alerts today because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfires. States in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee are reporting dense smoke from the fires burning in Quebec. Canadian officials say fire crews are scrambling to put out over 160 forest fires sparked by high temperatures and dry conditions. Pope Francis is going into surgery. The Vatican has confirmed that the Pope will be under general anesthesia while he undergoes abdominal surgery today. A Vatican spokesman says the operation was planned by the Pope's medical team because of a hernia that has been giving the pontiff reoccurring pains. The spokesman says the 86-year-old Pope will remain in the hospital for several days. There's a new push in Congress to keep AM radio in newer model vehicles. A House subcommittee is looking into a bill that would require car makers to keep AM radio in their vehicles, as some manufacturers have started to phase it out in newer electric vehicles. Car companies have argued the electric batteries interfere with AM transmissions. The Stanley Cup Finals continue tomorrow night. The Vegas Golden Knights lead the Florida Panthers 2-0. USA News.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The PGA Tour and Saudi-backed LIV, or 54 Golf, are announcing a merger. In a stunning end to their bitter rivalry, Mike Tirico, who does a variety of sports commentary for NBC, weighs in.
Surprised is an understatement. I think the golf world, including the biggest names in the sport, were stunned. I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Those brokering the deal called it historic, saying it will unify the game around the world, but the decision is being met with shock and disbelief by others. The families of 9/11 terrorists are extremely disappointed. Top players on the PGA Tour must be upset. Some who sacrificed hundreds of millions of dollars reportedly offered by 54 Golf over the years. Seven people were shot too fatally when gunfire erupted yesterday near Monroe Park in Richmond, Virginia. A high school graduation ceremony had just ended when the gunfire erupted, causing hundreds of attendees to flee in panic. Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards says an arrest has been made of one of two individuals that were detained.
We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting. At this point, in consultation with the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney's Office, we plan on seeking charges for second-degree murder times two for that individual, with more potential charges to follow.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak are expected to discuss Ukraine and artificial intelligence. The two meet in Washington tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.